It is a sad thing to be ruled by people who are incapable, lads/boys, or unwilling to do what needs to be done, preferring instead to amuse themselves. Tart is, they feast. This will not remain without consequences. The beams of the house will sag, and the rain will find its way where it does not belong, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 18. If this is also the case in our country and other countries, then it is important that we pay attention to what the Word of God also says about government in this passage. Furthermore, in your bedroom do not curse a king, and in your sleeping rooms do not curse a rich person, for a bird of the sky will bring the sound, and the winged creature will make your word known. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 20. We should not allow ourselves to have blasphemous thoughts about the government, nor should we whisper about it with someone we trust, even in a very private setting. For even if it is true that no one can read our thoughts, and even if no one is listening at the bedroom door, thoughts and whispers still shape our attitude. One day, our blasphemies will mysteriously come to light, and unpleasant consequences will follow. If the state persecutes us for our faith, then we must bear it and not deny our conscience. But we should avoid anything that could bring us into unnecessary conflict with the authorities. This includes not only throwing stones in the street, but also throwing stones in our thoughts and in the bedroom.